incompatible definition. Can't be if it's a chachma, it can't be a malacha. So what is it about the definition of malacha that makes the definition of chachma that are incompatible? There's something in the definition of chachma that precludes it from being a malacha. So what do you say? What do you say?
What exactly is the chachma?
What is the chachma? Okay, so what does it mean it's a chachma? I mean, I guess most people know what it means to be work. What does it mean to be chachma?
Is that what the guy is doing with in terms of the bread?
Right. But what does it mean it's chachma?
Like a very specified, like, mitzvah.
What would be the English word?
Science?
Like an art?
Science? No, an art, right. An art. What's the difference between art and science? We discussed this before. What's the difference between art and science? No? One of my favorite questions? No?
Science.
Okay, and then we can define art. We'll be there. Go ahead, define science. He says he makes that like that's such a, that's a. You just shake that out of here. Sleep. Go ahead. He's
like
Varm Shita. Go ahead.
No, we said science was trying to uncover the causes of things.
That's the purpose of science. But what is science?
The study of the world.
The process of doing it.
All right. What do you mean, looking for the uncovering the? I mean, you're right, but it would be helpful if you'd give me a definition that is in at least the ballpark. We can compare it to art in some way. I mean, tell me, science is about nature and art is not. Thank you. Scientists do science and artists do art. You mean, you know.
Science really is the pursuit of knowledge in reality, but art is just the projection of your fantasies.
How do you bake bread?
Right. Let's not forget that we're dealing with baking bread.
I'm talking about like art.
Let me ask you: is cooking a science or an art?
Art is usually about the creation of something, right? Science is about creating something. Science is about understanding.
It's an art.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
So why is it not a
science? Tell me that. I'll tell you why it's not a science. I'm going to give you a
science
simple definition.
Science is an application, is it?
To evaluate how good it is, yeah, it's subjective.
What's the main thing in science? What's one of the main hallmarks of science? Person says, I did an experiment.
Controls and variables.
Can you repeat it? Right? Can you repeat it? I'm just giving you certain hallmarks, right? Mm. I mean, if science, if an experiment is not repeatable, then we say it wasn't a good experiment. Right? Many scientific claims have fallen to the wayside because the experiments haven't been able to be repeated. So that shows you something about science, right? But you watch, I don't care, you read a recipe, right? You watch the cooking show, you're not going to make it like they make it. I don't care if you're in the same professional, kitchen. Right? It's not the same. Or an artist, a painting. You can't just... There's no rules. Right? Michelangelo couldn't have left a rule book to how to paint the Mona Lisa. Wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. So one thing you see is that in science, yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's like an accidental thing. I mean,
maybe. I'm just saying
when they do science experiments, they have
yeah.
certain things they can do to try to control, you know, the details so that it does come out as close as possible to the original experiment. But like in baking, if you were able to control it enough, I'm saying it's just because you don't really have enough control of the variables that affect the, you know, the different outcomes.
Okay, I'm trying to give a simplified example of something that is not easily repeated, even though you have all the exact instructions, right? But the point is that what? The point is that in science is working with very defined rules, right? Science is knowledge, really. Science is knowledge, has very defined rules, and more in terms of our discussion. Every action has a defined effect, right? And I can tell you, if you want to get a certain thing, these are all the actions, and they have the all the effects are defined and predictable by the actions. Okay. And again, trying to bring it to our sugya. More into our sugya with malacha, it would seem that malacha has to have a certain quality, that it's simply the result of a certain action. There's a specific action, okay, a specific work is done. Specific energy is spent, and the result is directly related to the action. Okay, let me explain. But in these things, like blowing a shofar, the Gemara says, or Radias Hapas, maybe Matt can vouch for it over here. It's not just a matter of a specific action. You can't make the same equation. You put in a certain amount of effort and you get the result. There's something that's not exactly reducible to specific action. There's a certain... two people could be doing the same amount of work and the same amount of activity, and one guy will get a beautiful loaf and one guy will get a tzahakt piece of bread. Right, and what's the difference? You can't really define it. You can't really. It's a certain indefinable finesse that one person has. A certain amount of style that one person has, the other person doesn't. The point being, you can't reduce it to simple maisa result. A malacha has to be that the result comes from the action. Has to be that it comes directly from the action. But if there's something more than just specific action that is necessary to get the result, then it's already in the realm of chokhmah. That's what the Gemara means by chokhmah. You can't just say, stick a shovel in the ground and you get a hole. Anybody can do that. It's a very simple relationship between the work and the result. But by these things, it's not. You cannot. It's not on the same spectrum of work and result. There's some indefinable quality that produces the result. It's not the work. It's not the effort. Guy can be dumb as a doornail, and if he puts in the effort, he'll get a hole. Just a matter of directing the effort in the right direction. It'll happen. But there's no amount of effort and energy and work that produces the shofar blowing, for instance. You can't make an equation like that. There's nothing. It's something that's not reducible to the realm of input and output. You understand? And that's what I was saying about the difference between the science and an art. Right, science has very defined actions with defined results, but in an art you can only approximate. You can only approximate, and there's no way to really reduce it to specific actions and results. There's a certain amount of... It's not in the realm of it's not an exact, like I say, not an exact science. It's not something that you have to draw on different. You're drawing on different areas than just hard principles.
Taking any more?
Just a simple example. You're not going to get a poofy souffle. You'll get something that's still baking. I'm saying to become a chef, a world-class chef, it's not that he has a better instruction manual than you.
I'm saying insofar as this chilek is concerned, so when Rashi says that it's chachma not halacha,
taking down the pas. That art. You ever try to flip an omelet? Right? You don't even try.
I got all over my shoe.
Really? Well, I just tell you very simply. Just flip it up and catch it, and it's not so simple. Not so simple. I can tell you how to crack an egg, but flip an omelet, it's as they say, you know.
And you can pick up the bread in the wrist. And pick up the bread in the oven.
Anybody can put the bread in the oven.
And that's what a few.
It's the same kind of thing. It's like flipping an egg. I'm talking about taking down the pas. Apparently, it was on there in a very special way. And you had to pull it off. I don't know how it was done, but you had to pull it off in a very specific way. Otherwise, and you can't tell the guy putting it on. You just say slap it on. But taking it down, you can't say do this and it'll come down. You have to learn it. You have to become accustomed to it. You have to become skilled at it. It's not something that's just an effect of effort and work. Yeah, Nissan.
No, you can't
smoke
it.
Okay.
So as a shavuos, then, this is prohibited because it still is a creative process. It just can't be, it just can't be subsumed under the categories of malacha, since it's...
Why is
it just like, first of all, is it, factually speaking, is it just...
Derechol? Where is Rashi?
On Kuf
Yud Zayin. No, that's with the shovel. That's when you use the marda. Yeah.
Oh, this is also even just with your hand.
This even also with the hand. Yeah.
In terms of the distinction between science and art, is theorizing about science though, like coming up with theories or svaras,
right,
seem to
no,
be an art?
There's no
right?
science to that. Right. Correct. Coming up with a svara is an art. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we discussed many times. You can't have those.
So it's doing an experiment.
What's that?
Doing an experiment is also.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the people who are better at any type of thing where people are better and coming up with the experiment, repeating the experiment, any technician can do. Yeah.
So I thought that taking the.
I got a review. I know you know who Aristotle has it. Aristotle mentions this chilek in the beginning of the Nicomachean Ethics, and you say that the ethics is not a science. Midos is not a science. But I'm trying to remember how we define the chilek over there. I think he had something a little more than we're saying. I just have to take a look again. I don't remember. Yeah.
Isn't it taking it off the wall? I thought we were saying that is a malacha.
No. Taking it off is not a malacha.
But I mean, then what's the question to begin with? Meaning, in a Stam case where, like, say, I put it on the oven before Shabbos, so I didn't do any...
Right.
And then now it's Shabbos and I'm taking it off.
That'd be an issur midrabanan.
So why is it usher?
Midrabanan, they can usher. No, this doesn't come under the category of malacha naturally, because malacha really refers to a certain type of process where the outcome is related to a specific amount of to a specific action. But if something is a chokhmah, there's no specific action that you can relate it to, right? So it fails. It's too good to qualify for malacha.
But I mean, whatever definition you set up for...
But the Rabbanim are not limited to that definition. The Rabbanim are not limited to that definition. It's not saying it's not possible for this thing to be usher, but it's saying it doesn't come under the category of malacha. The chachamim can make yisurim on anything.
But so I'm still doing an issur derabanan.
Right.
When I take it off the...
That's what Rashi is explaining. Why is it an issur derabanan and why is it not a deraisa? That's all he's explaining. Why is it not a malacha? It's part of afiyas hapas, part of sidur depas. You could say it's part of sidur depas. Doesn't qualify because it's not related directly to any physical act that you can define. It's related to a very highly skilled thing. Interesting thing is, I can't remember where the Gemara mentions it, but the Gemara later on asked the question, why don't you say that nobody's chayav k'ksiva unless they're a sofer? Right? Because you're not doing it the professional way. You're not really doing it. You're not doing it but the Gemara says, no, everybody, it's not called kalachiyah. It says maybe that's kalachiyah. That's not the right way to write. Only the sofer really writes the right way. You say those things, but you are still writing. Not saying that writing is a chachma. The Gemara's answer is everybody's klachiyot goes by them, by themselves. Yeah. Don't say because I'm not a sofer, so I'm always a klachiyot writer. But it has to be that you're doing the same type of a thing. You're still getting the result. You're still communicating in words, in letters, in the written word. But over here, that's just the difference between the professional and the layman. But the product is still there. But here the whole mice apparently is either a failure or a success. Yeah.
Whatever acrylic you make between chachma.
Yes, you go on something's bothering you.
And science. One way or another, you're still being over in Issa Darabanan. How does that answer that question?
Well, if the question is it a deraisa or a derabanan, then it answers the question, because now I know it's a derabanan.
But that's not
which
the question. The question
are you
is,
answer?
How are we being over on an iser to preserve
no,
this
that's not the
thing?
Question. The question right now is, why is it not in this deraisa? That's the only question.
Okay,
that's all Rashi says. Esa iser midivreya. Hitiru lo es iser midivreya, v'yodena kodim shtavi yuschai mishum, ofishu amalach olo. So he says, where's the Rashi? Hidvik pas matara. He says, the kaim alon, the rudias apas shvusi. He's just explaining. If it were deraisa, you wouldn't have this question. You wouldn't say, be over one deraisa to get rid of another deraisa. Right? It's only a question Rashi is explaining, because one is the rabban. And he has to explain, why is he rudias apas shvusi? Right? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you want to take the Gemara now? Gufa, right? Who wants to read? Levi? Okay. Did you get this far
with
your afternoon chavrusa? You still doing that? You still doing this part?
No.
No, you gave up on that.
Gufa. Toyra Bibi Barbaya. Kidbek Paspatanar. Shitirlo Adelsa Kramshevali Dechio Khatas.
Right. So that was his question. Shitirlo. Okay, go ahead.
Amalei Ravacha Barabaya LeRavina. Hechidami.
Okay, so this is, what's the case? What exactly is the case that we're talking about? If you're going to tell me that he did it on Shabbos b'shogeg and you never found out about it, right? Go ahead. Rashi v'lo idkar.
V'lo idkar kodamatia al shiragasa shehi Shabbos al shemalacha zu asura.
Right, now Rashi gives both. Before you just said Shabbos, right? Go ahead.
L'man hitiru. Halo masakadaite lavo l'shol alka.
So there's nobody asking the question. It's interesting, Rashi. And Rashi is learning it. Hitiru lo, meaning to say, when the guy comes to ask the question, what do we tell him? Right? When the guy comes to ask the question, what do we tell him? She says, nobody's asking a question? What's Rabibi's question?
I mean, as opposed to just taking
as opposed
it as abstract
saying,
case?
Abstractly, yeah. Is the Isser gone? Right? And he continues this on, right? Yeah.
What's the case here? The guy accidentally
Forgot it was Shabbos.
Forgot it was Shabbos and put the dough on the side of the oven.
And then it bakes.
And then
so
it
what's
baked.
The question?
So the question is, can you take it down, or you definitely can take it down?
It's already baked.
It's already baked. It's already baked. So you're saying there's no question. There's no question. What's he going to gain? He's not going to gain anything. Rav Bibi's question was, can he take it down before it bakes? Right?
Already high.
To prevent himself from being, to prevent something from occurring. Right? He's just going through. He's just going through the possibilities. What's his case? How did the guy put it up there? Did he put it up there b'shogeg and never realize? Well, then there's no question. Right? It's really leading to the next question, too, right? Max, working on the Havmina here?
No.
No? Okay. So you must say the guy knows that he did it before it bakes, right? Oh, but then you have another problem. Then there's no chayvachat. Then there's no chatas, because you only chayvachat if you didn't know from beginning to end. So the whole question doesn't have any application. It's like a question that has no application. There's no case that this question ever existed.
So we chayv nothing?
Chayv nothing. Let's see Rashi.
What if? Be'ela de ihadar ve'ikar kodam afiya mi mechayv chatas papiyos.
He's not chayv chatas.
That's true, even though at the time his machshava changes, he's not then doing a new mice or anything. It's just...
That's right. You have to have yediyah throughout the whole process of the malacha. Here is a strange process that it keeps going even though you're not doing anything.
But you didn't do anything.
Right. That's what's strange about this malacha. That's what's unusual about it. But you need yediyah the whole way. Let's say, I mean, a simpler case would be the guy... normally the guy would have to be amazed in the end.
You have to do something.
Right. Here he doesn't have to be amazed.
So in such a case here, then he would not be high of anything because it's not Chicago. It's not Chicago all the way through, right?
Right.
But there would still be the option of either Isser Derabanan or Isser Deraisa, right? I mean, it still would be...
So that's an interesting thing. The Gemara over here is saying that what... That let's finish Rashi. You go tchila of a sofa. So the only time you chayev a chatas is if you don't know in the beginning and in the end. Lo know the lo shigaso ad shnigmar avera. So he doesn't know the shigaga. That means until the whole thing is finished. Yes, it's an interesting thing. What about the fact? So what does that mean when a guy is chayev achat, when he does this? It means say that he still was over b'shogeg. So what does it mean that he's not really considered over b'shogeg?
But again, the second case is where he put it up,
right.
Then he remembers after it's already up, and he
right.
has the opportunity to take it down.
Right.
So is the Gemara implying that no matter what he does at that point, it's not going to requalify the...
You want to say there's no gain. What are you gaining? You're not gaining saving a chatas. Because once you know, you're automatically not chayav chatas. The Gemara seems to be saying the only matter would be to prevent
there's
yourself from being chayav chatas.
But if it's just a matter of Isser, then... Isser Derabanan versus
Isser...
Because it's still Derabanan and Deraisa, right? I mean, he has the option of removing the pas and being over the Isser Derabanan, or... keeping it up, and then he's still going to be over the Isser Deraisa, right?
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, he'd be over, he's still over the Isser Deraisa, he's still over the Isser Deraisa b'shogeg.
Just he's not, yeah.
He doesn't qualify for a carbon anymore.
Right.
But just, it's interesting, right? Just to prevent that. Yeah, go ahead.
Couldn't the case exist with two people?
Elgmar offers that possibility. Yeah, it's an interesting question. That who is this? This is Rachabar Abai Leravina. He holds that what? That just to prevent yourself from having done an Isser is not the question. The only question would be to prevent the Chatas. It's not saying you're not over anything if you know. So it's not going to qualify as a chap, as a shkoga. Okay, go ahead. I mean, I think Tosa's case, I think it takes care of this question too, but go ahead. So what must be the case? The case must be like this. That he did it b'mezid. He did it b'mezid. Right? And now, if he leaves it there, he's going to get skila. Right? If he's going to, if he leaves it there, he's going to get skila. So what does he do? He comes running to you. He says, Rebbe, what should I do? Right?
Isn't Rav Bibi's question, though, what about Achiv Chatas?
Why? Why do you say that? His question just says, Boy Rav Bibi Rabbi, Hidbik Pas Batan, Hitiu Lo Lodosa Kodam Shevri, the Achiv Chatas, O Lo Hitiu. Right, I mean, the words are Achiv Chatas.
Yeah, they have to change it.
Right, the Gemara changed it.
So change it. So,
right,
so?
You're right. That's why he starts off with the Chatas. He says, it's not possible. I mean, that's your question too. It's not possible that his statement is talking about
right.
any of these cases.
Right, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Yeah.
When you were making the chiluk before that it's not a question whether you'd be over, but reverting.
Yitzi, what's doing?
I'm here.
You said it wasn't a matter of whether or not you're over, but more a matter of averting future halachic consequences?
Well, because his statement, he's trying to go with his statement.
Yeah,
his statement is, what is his statement?
But I was saying, given that derech of the Gemara, when the Gemara then switches to skila,
right.
So is it saying that you would be over something which would make you chayv skila, or you'd be chayv, you know, misa spaced in?
I was just thinking
spaced
in. Is it saying we want to get the, want him to, by the way, want to get out of misa,
this would be skila. Practically speaking, this would be skila. I mean, with this case, could you have this case in other situations? The same question?
No. I'm saying when we're asking this question now,
right?
In the way the Gemara finally asks,
by the Mezid,
is it saying can the guy violate his Darbanan and save his life by not being over Mrs. Bastin?
Right. Or
can he violate his Darbanan to get out of an Isser, which?
No, to actually save his life.
Actually save his life.
That's what's bothering Tosus. That's what bothers Tosus. What kind of a question is this? Right? Take a look at Tosis. It says, Vim Toma, my boy, what kind of a question is this? Zil. Im hitiru lirdosa. Pshitash lo yishmalanu im nasarlo. So there's two things. Tosis is a different question. It's not a case where the guy's not going to ask a shiloh. Like the first two. Right? Like the first one. But he's saying, who's going to listen to you? Who's going to listen to you? Imagine the predicament. A guy comes and says, I just did an Issur D'oraisa, and I got 10 minutes. I got 1 minute until I'm Chayav Skila. Can I take down the pas? He said, well, no, I can't take down that pas because it's a very serious Issur of a Shvus that you're going to be over. Yeah, but I'm going to get killed if I don't. Well, it's a Shvus, I don't know.
Guilt.
So it's an interesting question. It's an interesting tosis. I mean, he's saying they wouldn't have a halach like this if it's just not rational to keep. If it's not a rational halacha to keep, how could it possibly be? How could he ask a question about this? What's the question? It's not relevant. It's not a relevant question because it's just the most rational thing to do is to take down the bread. It doesn't matter what the answer to this question is. So what are we going to get involved in halachas that are intrinsically not going to be kept?
Objectively or just practically what would occur? I mean, practically, no.
Even objectively, it doesn't make sense. Right?
Because Darbanan never intended this to.
It's definitely a greater. It's definitely a greater consequence. I mean, is he saying that the guy is Tosa saying the guy is right not to listen?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's what you were asking, right?
Because
practically, I mean, it doesn't matter whether he should or shouldn't. Nobody's going to be worried about whether or not. No one's going to ask a shayla about this.
Well, he's saying that apparently the question is going
to
be asked.
He doesn't seem rational to listen. Because Skila is definitely much worse than Marcus Maridus. I mean, what's the guy going to get? If you look at it in terms of not just in terms of the long term effect, but I mean the fact that there is a skila shows you it's a much, much more serious thing than a shrus. So the guy has to be over something here. He must be over something. You can tell him he can't choose. He can't avoid the greater isser. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Even though
he's got to keep the system supposedly, right?
He's going to break the system somewhere. He has to break the system somehow.
Even doing this is a mice, the other one doesn't have to do anything. He's just passive, and then
he did his mice already. He did it amazing. Now he has a chance to undo it.
But do you have a right to engage in something now?
But it sounds like to avoid a halakhic punishment, you can't go against the system.
Right.
Could you kill the person who's coming to...
The system now is telling you there are two things that you either have done and can undo or have to do. Right? You already did something. Now the question is, can I undo what I did by doing something else? Okay? So you're going to have to, at the end of the day, you're starting it now, you have done something, and at the end of the day, you're going to have done something. But now you have a choice to define which thing it is that you're going to have done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Pshita.
So if I say you have to do an Isser and I'm giving you a choice, which one? The Chiyuv Skila or the Shvus? You have to do one of them. You have no choice. Put it that way, it's pretty simple. And it's not like a Shevi Al Tasa. You did something already, now you're undoing it. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it seems to me it's not simple Shevi Al Tasa question. Okay? So Tosfos maneuvers out of this problem.
But is Tosfos saying it practically, or we're not sure? Like, or objectively?
I would say objectively, because it's a pshita shlo yishmalanu. Pshita means in every case. The guy is no
right.
question. The guy's not going to listen to you. Okay. I mean, unless the guy doesn't do tshuva that quickly. And okay, go ahead. Okay, so that's his answer. Very good answer. That it's not, the guy is not, does not have to make a choice between skila and ashvus. Depending on this answer will determine whether there is an isser here or not, will determine whether that maisa would result in the skila. Right, now, if we say he can take it down, then if he leaves it there, he'll get skila. Right? But if we say he can't take it down, he's not going to be in that impossible predicament that we just said, where now he has to not do a shvus to be over an issa skila. No, he's saying once we say you can't take it down, that removes the skila. Mm-hmm. Why? Why does it remove the skila? That removes the skila. Now the guy can't be chayav skila.
And being over the zeresa, both. Mm. Or you're still.
That's
over
right. No, he's not going to be over the zeresa.
No,
the whole thing's over.
Gone.
The whole thing is over. No isser. Right.
No, the shus.
But if he takes
right.
it down.
Right.
If he doesn't take it down.
Why? Why is there no isser anymore? What? Why is there no more isser? Because the only time you get the only isser is to be meiniached there. With das. In other words, that was the thing that we were saying the other day, that the strange thing about the baking of the bread, forget about hidbik bo as a pas, katana. Let's just think in our terms, okay? Because we don't need to get into, we don't have to worry about rudias the pas. We're just now really focusing on the issa deraisa of baking the bread. That's what it comes down to now, right? So take a modern day oven. Still is the same kind of a thing, right? Nobody actually bakes the bread with their hands. Josh, right?
That's true.
Even when you press that start button on your bread maker, right?
Get someone else to do it.
So nobody really bakes it, right? The most you can possibly do is put it into the situation where it will bake, right? But your maisa is a very discrete maisa. It has a defined start and finish. But it's really only the beginning of the process. Right? Normally your maisa goes through the process. You want to make flour, you keep pounding the wheat. Halfway there, three quarters there, you got to keep going. You got to keep pounding until you're there. Right? But here, your maisa is for one moment, but the process of the malacha takes time. Okay? So, we know you're not chayev the second you put it in. That's obvious. Right? If you put the bread in the oven and the oven broke 1 second later, you would not be chayev. Pasha, you're not chayev. Right? So, Tosfos is saying that why are you chayev? When it's sitting in the oven, because it's sitting there with your das, right? Now your Tosis is sort of saying that there's really two parts to baking the bread. What are the two parts to baking the bread? Putting it in and refraining from taking it out. Right? You really are involved the whole way through. You put it in, right, and then you refrain from taking it out. Right, if we would describe the maisa, the activity of the gavra in the malacha of baking the bread, it's two parts. Putting it in and not taking it out. Right? So that's what Tosfos says over here. But you have to be able to take it out in order to say I'm not taking it out. Right? In order to make your passivity like a thing, right, you have to be choosing to be passive. You have to be choosing to be passive. And you can only choose to be passive if you can be active. I'm sorry?
Or else it's just like forced on you.
That's right. That's like you're an honest, right? Like Nisan was saying. So that's his answer. Right? It's a very good answer.
What do you mean you can only choose to be passive by being active?
If you have the choice to be, you can only choose to be passive if you can be active.
Oh, if you can be active.
You can be active. Yeah. So you're saying since we tell him, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to take out the bread, so you can't say you've removed the possibility of doing the second half of the afia. Right? That all makes sense. Levi?
But now he's doing what he wanted to do in the first place. In the first place, he didn't want to take it down right away.
Oh, okay. That gets into the second question, Ms. Tosfos.
Okay, so then it comes out you can never be chayav skila.
That's the second question. That's the question of Tosfos. Let's go ahead.
I don't know. How do you say that being passive is a maisa? It doesn't seem like the...
Well, it has to be an expression of your will. I mean, we have to know that, in simple terms, I would say that the baking has to be an expression of your will, right? If I would put it in simple terms, right? You do one action, which is not the baking, but it starts the process of the baking. And we need to know, in order for you to be chayav, we need to know that whole process is what you intended by putting it in. I mean, it is an expression of your will, even though you're not doing anything with your hands. Normally, we see with your hands what you're doing. We say that's the expression of your will, like with the tochen example. The guy must want the flour. He keeps hitting the grain, right? But over here, his activity has ceased. But we need to still say that he's involved. So he's involved by not taking it out. But you can only say that not taking it out is an involvement if he's stopping himself from taking it out, so to speak. But if he can't do it, then he's not stopping himself. He's totally uninvolved. Completely uninvolved. Yeah.
factually, what was the issue that the Rabbanon were coming to address by making this issue? Like, what was bothering them?
That's an interesting question. That the Rabbanon were put in a very interesting position over here, right? The Rabbanon were put into an interesting position. This means why let him take it out, you're saying? This is the perfect solution. Make it usher, and then the issue goes away. you remove the dilemma. By making it usher, they remove the whole dilemma. Right?
You don't have to be over anything.
You don't have to be over anything. But it would seem the guy has to come and ask, right? It's an interesting question. Like, according to Rashi, it would seem that the guy...
No. I'm saying, but why did
the guy didn't know
this
halacha, right? The guy didn't know this halacha.
You can't just say the fact that the Rabbanon would have...
Right.
I'm saying, why did they make this issur in the first place?
Like, what? Would DSA pass?
Yeah.
Because it's physically part of the process of baking. It's to avoid baking. I mean, it's to avoid involvement in baking. It's a Shema Yavo. It's a Shvus. Beer, it's a Shvus.
Is that a question of those of Shishon? On the side?
Where is that?
Table, Moreno, Harav, Shmuel, me. Your board?
On the side? Oh, under the Rabbeinu Chananel?
Yeah.
Mimir Bura. Michael and Boy, given the Bain to you, Bain Loitiru, Lamachayev. Right, that's what I was just mentioning. Yeah, you mean. Right? Since by saying he can't do it, he's not going to be over any Isser. So why should they let him do it? What are you gaining? There's nothing to gain. There's no gain by letting him take down the bread. What are you going to gain? But he's not going to be over the Isser? Oh, if you say he can't take it down, he's also not over the Isser.
Might as well just leave it there.
Might as well leave it. What's the question? What's the question? Yeah. The nafkamina mitu is mechayev imlo yarda. Isn't that what we were just saying, though?
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, let's leave that for another time. Okay, anyway. I'm not sure what his question is now. But anyway, let's stick with this host for a minute. So, yeah. So now Tosis has a really big question. This is really what I wanted to focus on. Nevi'im Tomar. Did you get this far?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Nevi'im Tomar. V'hichi asi lidei chiyuv skila.
This is your question, David, right? How is it ever possible for a guy to be over in this, to be chayiv skila?
By this malacha.
Right. Why? Go ahead.
V'ha hasra safik.
It's intrinsically a hasra suffix. Now, don't forget, in order to be chayev skila, you have to get hasra. So now somebody's there watching you, about to stick the bread into the oven. Right? About to put the bread into the oven. And he says what? He says, don't do afia. Right? Go ahead. Now the problem is that mice of putting it in is not really the afia. Right? So you don't know what he's doing. Maybe he'll pull it right out.
And not just in the bottom.
Yeah, but we're talking about Chiyuv Skila.
Right. Just saying that maybe he'll take it out, or even if he doesn't take it out, maybe his das was to take it out. And would that be enough to make it a Hasra Safik? Just his das?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Go ahead. He does say das, right?
But in Skila, doesn't he have to talk back anyway? Doesn't he have to say, no, I'm going to do it anyway?
That's a good question. Good question. Go ahead. Divsha shehid bikpas betan or shemo he bedaito lir dosa kodem she yavo lide isa skila.
Umash lo rada shema shacha fa hasra.
Right. That was the hasra has to be immediately before the maisa, otherwise you say maybe you forgot the hasra. Right? So maybe what happened here is like this. You warned him not to bake the bread, and he put it in and he left it there. Now, how do you know that he really listened to your hasra and accepted it and did it nonetheless? Maybe when you warned him, he had in mind to take the bread out, right? And the fact that he didn't, because he forgot. You have a good question, Michael. I don't really answer your question.
Regardless,
Lisa Durban will off. I forget about Lisa Durban has exited the Tosis. Okay. Now we're just up to the Issa Daraisa. This has just led him to a separate question. How, since it's the type of thing that has a discrete Maisa and then a process of inaction, so the Maisa, so you don't know what he was doing over here. Maybe the Maisa itself is not the Isser. The Maisa is only Isser if he did it with Das to keep it in there. Right? So maybe when he got the Hasra, he didn't have in mind to keep it in there. And then the Hasra has expired and he forgot. How can you be sure that maybe he listened to you, Hasra, when you told him don't do it, and he had in mind to take it right out? You don't like it, Josh. You're not buying it.
I mean, like you said before, there's two components, and the Hasra is on seemingly on the first tier. There's no proof that
the basically, how do you get Hasra on the second component? Is what he's bothered with, right?
I mean, even if he didn't plan on taking it out after the Hasra, you could still say that it wouldn't be a Hasra suffix, because at the end, how do you know that if he would have remembered the Hasra, you know, he would continue to do it in spite of it? Like, maybe even initially he said, "I don't care about the Hasra, like, I'm going to do it anyways." But at the end, he forgot it. But if he would have known, he would have taken it out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that at the beginning, you know, that he planned on taking it out. It could be that he, you know, was going against him. But you can't say that at the end.
Right. You know, why does it say b'sha'a shehidbik haspatan or shema hoya b'dayta l'irdosa kodem sh'yovo lidei ishaskiva? And what are you saying? That even if he had in mind to bake it the whole way through...
I'm saying on the second one, of mashla rada shema shafa hasra.
Right.
Meaning that maybe he just means that, like, even if he... You know, even if at the beginning he was, like, brazenly going against the hasra, but at the end maybe he totally forgot that there even was hasra. So you can't say that.
You mean those like two cases he's getting?
Yeah, no, I mean, it seems like one case.
Yeah, like two cases.
Let me just look at it again. Now, what? Let me show you. Right, Mashalo Rodo. No, he's saying Mashalo Rodo. Maybe you say that's a Raya, that was his plan the whole time. So then that's no Raya. There's maybe the guy when he did the Maisa, since the Maisa is not definitively baking bread, right? It's not by definition baking bread when you put it in the oven. Because it needs now to stay there. Right? So you need to be able to establish that he put it there with the intent to keep it there. And it stayed there. Right? Now, you really need to be able to prove that he put it there with the intent to keep it there. Because he's really going to be chayav for his maisa. I mean, maybe I'm over-exaggerating over here. Now, although I'm calling it two parts, right? His chiyuv skila is definitely for his maisa, right? But it has to be a maisa that has in mind that he's going to keep it there. Otherwise, it's not the maisa, right? You're not really chiyuv skila for the two parts.
So you can't say levi's then.
Right. You really chiyuv.
If it does anything there, that doesn't tell you anything.
You never chiyuv for the inaction. You chiyuv that you put it there with the intent that it should bake, and right?
Kavanos.
That's
but
right.
Only,
so
but
now
only
he's saying like this.
One
second. Only if it's complete, right?
Yeah, we don't know.
But
it's
now he's saying like this, right? So when the guy put it in there and he kept it there, so maybe you'll say, well, that proves that was his das initially. No, that doesn't prove it. Maybe his das initially was to take it out in a minute, and then he forgot it there because the hasra was too far away, right? That's his kasha.
So Tosos' case here is where he, at the beginning, his das was to take it out. If his das at the beginning was...
Well, his case here is that we don't know what his das is. That's his point. He cannot prove.
Okay.
Normally, what's the purpose of Hasra? Is to prove that the guy's doing it b'mezid. That's the reason for Hasra. To prove that the guy's doing it b'mezid. That's why the Gemara says Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra. Because he knows what the... to make sure that he knows that it's an Isser and that it's Shabbos. But if you know for sure the guy knows it's Shabbos and you're for sure he knows it's an Isser, there's no need for Hasra. So the Hasra has to establish that he knows what he's doing and he's doing it b'mezer.
But in this case,
but over here it's not possible.
You, couldn't you have this problem with Tom Chacham also?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying in general. General Hasra. Yeah.
Wouldn't this be the same question by Hotza? Because it's a two-part action, meaning whether I were to give Hotza, whether I were to give Hasra this point or another point, the guy could always say that he had a different das on the outset. The fact that it's two parts.
That's a good question. I mean, maybe the guy say, I'm going to come back inside. I never intended to put it down.
Yeah.
I never intended to put it down.
Or if I say it right before he puts it down, he says, when I started, I didn't have dust to do anything like that.
But there you can say Hasra twice, because there are two mices.
Here, there's nothing he does.
I don't have to think about that. I have to think about it. It's a good question. Let me think about it a little more. Go ahead.
The tirat riba, the kimmich hebek tochi de diwa shel hasra, the vadai te'afa in lo your dad, lav hasra suffik you. The vadai loha yabidai de lirdos, kona mafia.
That's strange. Right? That's strange, because in his question, he's saying, how do you know what was in his das? Shema ha yabidai de lirdosa. And his answer is, no, we know it was in his das. He definitely had this in mind. It's a funny kind of a question and answer. But what is he basing it on? Since he put it in right after you warned him, right? And it's definitely going to bake. Okay. Then what? Then, if it's definitely going to bake, what if he doesn't remove it? That's not a Hasra Safek. Why? Because certainly it wasn't in his mind to take it out before it bakes.
Meaning it's absolute expression as well.
Why not? That was just what we had the question before. Okay, but now he gives the true case of Hasra Safek. Go ahead. There is a case of Hasra Safek. What is it? Okay, so what's the halacha of elokechem alabanim?
What is that?
That you have to send away the mother, right? Can't take the mother on top of the children, with the and the children the same. So what do you have to do? So if you take the mother, what are you supposed to do? Shaleach the shalach. You have to send her away, right? So that's a lav that has nasay that remedies it.
So you're not over anymore.
So it's machlokas in the Gemara when you do a lav shenitek lasay, can you get malchus
for the lav?
For that lav. Okay, how do you get malchus for that lav?
So it'd be like if you left over from the Pesach and you burned it, do you get malchus for?
If you had like nosar and you burned it, right. But nosar is more difficult because it's not a mice too, but like zayla and hashav is like zayla, but anyway that's moment too. Let's stick with this case. The Gemara has another case of divorcing the
the anusa,
right? Now let the divorce her. You have to remarry her if you divorce her. So that's a lav she needs a klasei. So, but what does the sheet over there, batlu v'lo batlu, mean to say like this? That if you're mevatel the asay, then you're over the lav. In other words, the Gemara over there has two ways of understanding the idea of a lav shenita klasei. Either the lav is incomplete. As long as you have the chance to do the essay, okay, you're never really over taking the mother, if you can still send her, okay. But then if you break her wings, or shecht her, now it's impossible to send her, right? So now you completed your love. Making the essay impossible is like a completion of the lav. Okay, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, you're over the lav, But now you have a remedy. Torah gives you a remedy. Okay? But you're over the lav. This is just a remedy. But if you hold, it's like the onesh. It's like a different, instead of malchus, you get a different onesh. This is what you have to do. You have to do this.
Undo it? Or? Like, I shouldn't, what do you
no,
do?
No, just like malchus. Just like malchus itself.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Okay. But if you're going to learn, botlu velo botlu, so then when you're mevatel the asay, then you completed the lav. Okay? So now he's saying it's impossible to give a guy hasra on that type of a lav. Why? Go ahead. The Shema. So in other words, the guy takes the aim al abanim. Okay? So now we don't know the lav is not complete. We don't know if it's going to be a complete lav or not. The minute he takes it, we don't know if that's a complete lav. Because it depends if he's mevatel the asay or not. Right? So at the time he takes it, we don't know. Shema lo yishbur knotel. So we can't say for sure he's over the lav right now, because he still has the opportunity to do the asay. He's keeping the lav open. Right? So we can't say Yivadei did the lav. Go ahead.
The Achshav Shem Mishaber Kanteah, Ini Cholon Lasrosa, the Lo Hab Yehasra, El Al Alav, the Alav forever.
And even though we see the guy break the wing, can't give him Asra anymore on the lav. Because the lav he already did. It's just now breaking the wing is going to make what he did before a real lav. Right? This is not a lav. It's not a lav to break the wing. That's a bit lasay. But the bit lasay will now go back in time and qualify the lekichas ha'aim al abonim as a full lav. He gives another example. It's a little easier to understand. Did you figure out this example?
No.
Okay, well, let me read you. V'chein. B'shvua shelo ochal kikar zu im ochal zu. What does that mean? He makes a shvua, I won't eat X if I eat Y. Okay?
Oh.
The ochle isure. Then he eats X.
Before eating Y?
Before eating Y. The hoda ochle letanoi. Then he eats Y. Okay? So the shvua is from now. From now, X is usher to me if at any time I eat Y. Right? Okay? So he eats X right away. Can't wait. He eats X right away. Now you see him about to eat Y. Okay? Can you give him Asra? No. Can you give him Asra right when he's about to... Let's start over. He makes sure not to eat X. So now you see him about to eat X. Can you give him Asra?
No, he
didn't
want.
No, because there's no Isra now, right? Yeah. Now when he's about to eat Y, can you give him Asra?
No,
because there's no Isra eating Y. And only X if he eats Y. And eating the X is already over.
So why can't you just give the Hasra when...
But I mean, why can't you give Hasra with
the
Hasra?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is my friend. Why can't you give Hasra like that?
Tonight
why can't
was,
you say, don't
eat
that or else it'll be over in a
if I but. Eat, if I eat Y at any time today, then from now, X is usher to me. That's a sure.
But
from now, it has to be from now.
But then why can't you give Hasra that he'll be over in Isra Lamafreya once he eats Y? Why can't you just say
let's see. So what does he say? He says, Dikishem Masrin bo b'sha'as achilas iser, what he's calling the iser, adayin mechuser maiso achila shel tanai, kodem sheyischayev malchus. So it's very interesting the way he phrased it, right? Very, very important. He says, you can't give Masra when he's about to eat the iser, the thing that now is, that's going to become Asra, right? Because it's still mechuser maiso achila shel tanai. It still is lacking the achila of the tanai, the why, right? Before he will become chayev malchus, In other words, this achila is not an achila. The achila alone is this. The achila of this thing alone is not going to make him chayav malchus. He also has to eat the other thing to make him chayav malchus. So now he's missing an action. When he eats the X, he's still missing an action that will make him chayav the malchus. So this is not the action alone, right? And certainly when he eats the tanai itself, that's nothing. Oval hocha kishemad big pas betanor ein hoafia mechuseras maisa.
Just the duration of leaving.
Process might not be done.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So what's he saying over here? So let's see if we can. You want to think it through a little bit?
Yeah.
Think it through a little bit, just to unravel it a little bit. The question is, what was his havamina maskana in hasra safek? Right. First he thought this is hasra safek too, and then he said in the end, no, this is not hasra safek. The only real hasra safek is the shur case. Shur case is the easiest case to think of.
No, it's easier.
That's more complicated.
Right.
The shur case is very simple. Right? Okay. And then what should we do? Let's try this next sugya over here.